This morning, I want to share from one verse of scripture. I want to lift up Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, just one verse, verse number 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. This morning, I want to share from the subject, God's healthcare plan. God's healthcare plan. Most of us know that health insurance is one of those things in life that is better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. For many people, especially those who have large families, the premiums can take away a good chunk of income from weekly wages. And then there are those with pre-existing conditions who are usually denied certain coverages, or they had to pay a ridiculous premium for basic coverage. However, on March 23rd, 2010, our 44th president, Barack H. Obama, signed into law the Affordable Care Act, also known as the Universal Health Care Bill. Whether you were among those who applauded it or attacked it, there is no disputing the fact that it was a revolutionary moment. During his inaugural term, the bill swiftly became known as Obamacare. The purpose of the legislation was to provide quality medical services to all Americans, regardless of health conditions, regardless of economic status, and regardless of political affiliations. Although President Obama's leadership in this sphere of influence was nothing short of groundbreaking for our nation, I regret to inform you that Obamacare, though it still helps countless people today, is still not enough. President Biden is attempting to refine the bill by including senior home care in his infrastructure bill, and there will be more tweaking down the line. But even though this national universal health care plan may cover many of our physical needs, it leaves the spiritual needs of mankind completely uncovered. That gap can only be covered by God. In our text, Isaiah gives us God's gap insurance for our souls. It does not require approval from the United States Congress. No political party can claim ownership of its irrefutable impact. No legal or illegal citizen can vote it in or out. That is because this spiritual health care plan does not come by executive order, but by eternal order. The prophet Isaiah outlines for us the terms of the Lord's legislation. And I want to share that with you this morning. The first thing our text helps us to understand is there is the pre-existing condition. The first thing Isaiah declares is that sin is a reality. Look at what he says. He says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. This prophet trumpets two powerful notes in this verse about our condition. Isaiah declares that we are sinners by creation. Look at what he says. He was bruised for our iniquities. The Hebrew word Isaiah uses for iniquities refers to man's innate sinful nature because we were all born into sin. David used the same word in Psalm 51:5 when he said, "Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." We are all born into sin. It was the Apostle Paul who said in Romans 5:12, "Therefore, just as through one man, Adam, sin entered the world and death through sin, thus death spread to all men because all sin." Isaiah says we were are sinners by creation, but he says something else. He says we are sinners by choice. He says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. My brothers and sisters, transgression means rebellion against God. This word reverberates here because Isaiah says he was wounded for our transgressions. That nuance of or fine distinction turns our minds toward what Paul says in Romans 3 and 23. For we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I've been in church long enough to understand that for the most part, we come into the four walls of God's ecclesia, his church, without much thought about our iniquities. We feel it was Adam's fault. We tend to shy away from the realities of our transgressions. When the finger of fault points to us, we do not like that. Instead, we come into God's house and render an award-winning performance of a Christian who is completely foreign to his transgressions. Things like, it was just a little gossip. It was just a taste at the bar. It was just a fleeting flirtation. It was just a moment of rage. It was just a flash of pride. It was just as a temporary weakness. But I stop by to remind you that in God's eyes, there is no big sin and there is no little sin. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It was our transgressions Christ was bruised for. It was our iniquities. And thank God for Jesus. By his stripes, he addressed our pre-existing condition. The second thing our text helps us to understand is there is the payment of our contributor. With sinful conditions, as bad as they are, you can expect the cost of our care to be astronomical. We needed a sponsor in the midst of our sickness. One of the biggest oppositions to Obamacare was the question of funding. Many people wanted to raise the questions, where is the money coming from? Who is paying for this? Are taxes going to rise? When it comes to our spiritual health, Isaiah suggests to us that the funding for our healing has already been provided. He says, he was wounded. He says he was bruised. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. It was supposed to be me that was wounded. It was supposed to be you that was wounded. It was supposed to be us that were bruised. But thank God for our Savior. He paid the price. There was a young man named Thomas Parks Jr. He was a budding sophomore at an out-of-state college. One evening while driving to his dorm from an off-campus party, young Thomas was the victim of a hit-and-run accident. Thomas was rushed to the hospital where the medical staff gave him premium care until he was once again made whole. As he prepared to check out of the hospital, he was handed a bill for his care. He scanned the invoice of the portion his insurance paid, and he instantly knew there was no way he could close the gap. The medical professional saw the worry on young Parks' face and said, "Young man, that is not a bill. It is a receipt. Your father stopped by and paid the bill in full." I don't know about y'all, but you missed your shout. Someone should give God glory because we may not have seen the Father pay for our transgressions, but we have still received the benefit because Jesus paid it all. And all to him, you and I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but he washed me and he washed you white as snow. And then finally, my brothers and sisters, there is the prescribed cure. Isaiah sounds one last note in this verse. He tells us there is a prescribed cure for whatever ails us. The prophet tells us it is the blood of Jesus that brings us the healing that we need. He places the full weight of our holistic recovery square upon the shoulders of our Lord's sacrifice. Back on October 1st, 1994, our Daily Bread publication printed a powerful story. And as I close, let me share it with you. When evangelist John Wesley was returning home from a service one night, he was robbed. The thief, however, found his victim to have only a little money and some Christian literature. As the bandit was leaving, Wesley called out, "Stop! I have something more to give you." The surprised robber paused. "My friend," said Wesley, "you may live to regret this sort of life. If you ever do, here's something to remember. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." The thief hurried away, and Wesley prayed that his words might bear fruit. Years later, while Wesley was greeting people after a Sunday service, he was approached by a stranger. He was surprised to learn that the visitor, now a believer in Christ and a successful businessman, was the one who had robbed him years before. "I owe it all to you," said the transformed man. "Oh no, my friend," Wesley exclaimed. "Not to me, but to the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin." See, Wesley understood that Christ's blood cures us from the sickness of sin. His pain brought our pardon. His heartache ushered in our healing. His torture gave us our triumphs. His suffering delivered our salvation. We may feel the symptoms of sin, but we will never have to face the sickness of sin, because by his stripes, you and I are healed. We are healed from the thirst of sin, the hunger of sin, the longing of sin, the emptiness of sin, the loneliness of sin, the restfulness of sin, the pain of sin, and the burden of sin. Because Christ paid it all. He paid for the sins of our tongue. He paid for the sins of our flesh. He paid for the sins of our mind. He paid for the sins of our eyes. He paid for the sins of our feet. He paid for the sins of our hands. And he paid for the sins of our heart. Christ paid for the cause of all our corruption. He paid for the reason for our rebellion. He paid for the basis of our bloodshed. He paid for the source of all suffering. He paid for the foundation of all our fear. He paid for the root of all our restlessness. Because God's spiritual health care plan can turn junk into jewels, dust into diamonds, pebbles into pearls, trust into trash into treasures, ruins into riches, rags into robes, and nightmares into dreams. You may have health insurance for your body, but what about your soul? If you have not enrolled in God's health care plan, do not waste another minute. It is time to close the gap. Christ is waiting with open arms to hand you your bill marked paid in full. The message of God for the people of God, praise be to God. Maybe there's someone who's on this worship line this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I want to extend that invitation to you, man, woman, boy, or girl. And I want to extend it to you through the power of prayer and ask that you would repeat this prayer with me. Dear Lord, I acknowledge that you, Jesus, are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross, that your blood was shed for my sins. and that you arose from the grave and conquered death. I understand that I was born a sinner, and that I have sinned by disobeying your commandments. I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me for these sins. Please change my heart to be like yours, loving and full of forgiveness. Help me to obey your teachings as recorded in your word. Bring people into my life who can help me on this new path. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Thank you for saving me from death and giving me new life. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer and you believe this prayer by faith, you are saved. If you have any questions about this new path, this new decision that you have made in your life, feel free to contact myself or any of our deacons or any of our members.